Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Good morning, G. I'm doing fine. And, you know, you'd, I guess, piggyback on what you opened with. The NHL now has 26 players who have tested positive for COVID-19. No idea whether or not they're going to opt out or not. The Big 12, which opened campuses back on June 15th to allow players back on campus to start workouts, Oklahoma State now has confirmed 14 more players have come down with the coronavirus. College football is going through it right now in a big, big, big way. Now, their season overall starts a lot earlier than the NFL season. I do believe that Oklahoma State opens with Oregon on September 3rd. It's probably one of the reasons why, colleges or the NCAA told colleges, depending on what your state says, you can bring your players back. And, they're not going to class. They're just coming back for workouts because they haven't been working out for 3 months. And, when you start bringing these kids back and you start having them work out and do all these things together, of course, you're going to have spikes in cases. And just like we're seeing in the professional leagues, we're starting to see this a little bit more regularly in the NCAA. And the question is now, and I believe me, I've read so much stuff about all of this, about the virus, how it is, it's changing its genomic makeup, and how it may be even more contagious than it was before. I mean, I've read so many things that I'm actually really confused. I've heard other doctors talk about herd immunity and how this is good that young people are getting it, but the young people are bringing it home to the older people. What college football coaches, are they bringing these kids together to let them get through it? So when they finally do get through it, everybody will be healthy on the other side. But what about the college football coaches that are going to be exposed? We have a number of coaches already in Major League Baseball that aren't going to be allowed to coach. There are two coaches for the Minnesota Twins that are in their 60s that have been told you are not going to be a part of practices or any of this other stuff because of your age and some of the other issues that you are personally dealing with. So we are right at the beginning of all of this and how these leagues are going to respond to it. And remember, the players for baseball, even with the guys that have already opted out, I think due in large part for a couple of reasons. One, the amount of money that they're being paid to come back and play is a fraction of what they would normally make. I mean, a minuscule fraction. And a couple, there are a couple health concerns or a couple with pregnant wives and don't want to put themselves in a bad situation. And everybody can totally understand that. So we are in the initial forays here. And when these players come back tomorrow and they all start getting tested on a regular basis, we're going to see more and more and more. And a fifth player on the PGA Tour has now tested positive. He was asymptomatic. And that's the scary thing about all of this, is how many people aren't showing symptoms. At least, DeAndre Jordan and Spencer Dinwiddie have shown symptoms of the disease, and they got it. It wasn't because they went down early to Orlando, because they didn't. They stayed here in Brooklyn. And who knows where they got it. Who knows if they got it at their facility. Who knows if they got it traveling to their facility or going to a restaurant or wherever they have been. So there's a lot more that we're going to have to navigate through. This is just literally the beginning of professional sports, especially with that. Well, I haven't really heard much of NASCAR, but the PGA is going through it. The NHL is starting to go through it. The NBA is definitely going through it. If we sat here 2 months from now and you told me we had two teams left standing only because they had the least amount of coronavirus cases, I wouldn't be shocked, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, nothing with the coronavirus shocks me at this point any longer. I mean, I think I'm just completely numb to some of these facts that come out. So, yeah, I'm with you on that. What is the tipping point for these commissioners to say, all right, we have to shut it down again? We knew what the tipping point was back in March, which was, all right, we're just at the tip of the iceberg. We had one player test positive, and now we got to test everybody. We got to shut this thing down. You know, what is the tipping point now with the NBA in particular that is now testing the players, and we're seeing the Brooklyn Nets with two identifiable players, you know, two guys that we know very well, and one absolutely not going because they got it. Now Spencer Dinwiddie also dealing with it.
Well, I think a lot of this is going to have to do with what the individual states are doing. It's also probably one of the reasons why the NHL hasn't announced its second hub city, assuming that Las Vegas is the first hub city. And I distinctly remember us discussing a plan for Major League Baseball that had all the teams going to Arizona and all the teams going to Florida.
Yeah.
And those are two of the states that are seeing an uptick in cases, positive cases, especially between the ages of 20 and 40. So, you know, now that all of a sudden is out. I still can't believe that they're talking about fans coming to games. You know, that is still hard for me to fathom, you know, in Texas, given what's going on there right now, down in Florida, what's going on there right now. And I'm not, you know, I don't know if they are nearly as bad as we were at the height of the pandemic, but what you have to always remember in the back of your mind as we are going through this is that the governors of whatever states are dealing with whatever they're dealing with have to protect the hospital infrastructure. That is the most important thing. They don't want to get overrun like we got overrun here. You know, we had many doctors and nurses, 16 to 18 hour shifts nonstop. Did we have enough beds? Did we have enough ventilators? Did we, you know, how many people were coming in and out? And then when you finally get somebody on the other side of it, where do you send them? And we made wrong decisions in so many of those areas that ended up costing other people their lives. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that is unknown. And I kind of feel like depending on which doctor you're listening to, you know, it could be Dr. Death, which I believe is Dr. Fauci. He is like just warning everybody constantly that we're going to see a second wave. The WHO just came out with a whole nother thing that we are just in the beginning throes of this thing. If this is the beginning throes of this thing at 500,000 people dead worldwide, then what does the end throw look like when we're at the end of this?
I know. I saw that too. That was a little bit confusing to me. We're all confused because everybody right now doesn't know how it's going to go because we've never been through it before. I mean, when you have a flu season and a lot of them look similar, some worse than others, and you say this is a bad one, this is a normal one, people can generally predict that. With this, it's completely different. It's not that. And we haven't been through it before, and it's a brand new thing, and it morphs, and we don't know what the hell's going on. So when you have all these doctors that are essentially, you know, making educated guesses on where it's going to go, that's why you get confused because there isn't one message. But yeah, I mean, it's of course concerning when you hear people who have jobs to predict these things say we're in the beginning of it. But I mean, my Lord. You would hope that a vaccine by the end of the year, which is what Dr. Fauci said, he's been negative, of course, and I don't blame anybody for being negative. That's what you believe. But, you know, he thought that a vaccine by the end of the year was a possibility. So if that's the case, then how are we in the beginning throes of it?
Well, the one thing that is obvious about this whole virus is that it is morphing and changing. There is no question about that. And the researchers have seen that in Chicago. They have seen that in Italy. They've seen that in many different places. And the question is it morphing into something more contagious but less dangerous? Or is it morphing into something that is not only more contagious, but can be more dangerous for the younger population? But again, you know, all statistics are pointing that the younger population is handling most of this pretty regularly and pretty normally. be interesting to see, you know, if Spencer Dinwiddie found, you know, what you want to do is I'd love to talk to Spencer Dinwiddie and just ask him, what do you think? What's going on with you? How does your body feel? Are you able to handle this? Because a couple of the guys at the PGA Tour that have tested positive, they are asymptomatic and they feel fine. They feel like there's no problem, that they could play tomorrow if they wanted to, but they're going to be put into their 10 to 14 day isolation period because that's what the PGA is requiring. I would also think that most of these other leagues with their 150 page reports and documents to tell the protocols moving forward, depending on what happens, is going to be tested. It's going to be really tested. And the other aspect of all of this, especially in professional sports, because this doesn't happen at the college level, is that you have unions to deal with. And the unions have got to fight for the rights of the players. And the unions are going to be using these things to get a point there, you know, get their points across, to leverage, you know, the positive cases, the dangerous aspects of this, the unknowns of this. What does this do long term to a player? Does it have any adverse effect? Nobody knows that because we're still only about 4 months into it here in this country. So, boy, I'll tell you what, the more you read and the more confused I'm getting. And I feel like since we started this whole thing because of the cystic fibrosis world we've been living in, and Gunnar has basically been living in a social distant world his whole entire life. And I was telling a story yesterday how we've always had to deal with this. If Gunnar were in, like, say, fifth grade, and he were at a table, groups of kids, we would have to tell the teacher, we'd have to tell the headmaster, we'd have to tell, you know, the guidance counselor and the nurse, that if somebody starts coming in with colds or something like that, just move Gunnar away from the table that he's working with to hopefully other kids that aren't dealing with colds, and Gunnar will wear a mask. So, you know, we've been kind of living in this world ever since Gunnar was diagnosed. So we understand the sensitivities about wearing a mask and why you would want to wear a mask. One of the reasons why we had him on talking about the N95 masks. I just, you know, so watching this on a global scale, and listening to Al and Jerry this morning talking about how there are people walking into supermarkets without a mask, or, the people that are just being incredibly selfish because they're putting a lot of us at risk when they are doing this is nothing short of just mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, well, it's just to see these videos every single day of people walking into Whole Foods and then fighting with the staff or Trader Joe's because they say they can't breathe with these masks on and screaming and throwing their groceries at people. I mean, it just, you know, in the very beginning of this, what was the line that you had used? It brings out the best in people, it brings out the worst in people, something like this. And we are seeing a lot of viral videos of the worst of people. And you mentioned,
on top of all of this, we still have the social justice issues that we're all dealing with, and people are still going out and still putting themselves at risk when they are protesting. When I see 1,000 protesters screaming at the top of their lungs, standing next to each other, you know what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
What's going to happen next is going to be another spike. And people want to, you know, fight for things. I totally understand that. But the point being is that you are putting everybody else at risk. And I don't know why, you know, if I'm bringing college football players to my college and I'm putting them in some sort of workout situation at a weight room, or they're out running together, or they're in a meeting room, or they're in their dorm rooms, wherever they're staying, in a hotel room, whatever it is, I'm bringing people together. And I'm bringing people together that probably feel as if they are in some way, shape, or form, you know, stronger than the virus, and they'll deal with it. And they're continuing to get it. It's all of this stuff, from Memorial Day to the protests to teams coming back together, is all creating these spikes all across the country.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, it's not about the young people getting through it. It's about who the young people are giving it to. And hopefully, you know, it's almost better to experience symptoms, not severe symptoms, but some symptoms, so you know to stay away from people. As you mentioned, the most dangerous thing is the asymptomatic person who has no idea what's going on, and then all of a sudden they are spreading it to others. Now, you mentioned Spencer Dinwiddie. You like to talk to him and how he feels. He did mention that he had experienced symptoms, and that was fever and chest tightness. So he is not one of the guys. That's why he was able to identify something was wrong. And he participated in a few practices with the Nets, and that's where he believed that he got it from, because a couple of his teammates had it. So
wow. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's just, think about that for a second. That's just one team.
Yeah, right. It is. In a place, by the way, before they went down to Orlando, where you feel like we were on the other side of it because of how bad it was here. So that's one thing. It wasn't like they went to one of the hotspot states and were out at bars and doing the Novak Djokovic routine. They weren't doing that. I mean, they were in a place where, all right, we're going to get ready for Orlando. We're going to have a couple of practices. New York is no longer considered the epicenter of the virus in this country. And then all of a sudden, a couple of guys test positive with the Nets, which is very discouraging news.
Well, it is. And I'm telling you, I know that Kyrie Irving has told everybody not to play, but for a different reason. You know, his yeah. reasoning was because of the social justice important in his eyes and things of that nature. Because all these players are going to start testing positive, I don't know, the way Adam Silver seems to run his league, it would not shock me at all if the NBA said, you know what, we're not going through with it. We just can't. We can't go through with it. We have too many players that are testing positive. I can see them being the first ones to shut it down.
Yeah, and that's the big question. As I mentioned before, Adam Silver just said that the external factors in Florida would not shut the league down, that they believe that the bubble would be okay. But that I agree with. What the tougher decision will be is seeing a bunch of players be positive before they even start this thing. And we're starting to see that with the Nets. And if it happens to a couple other teams, that's going to be the harder thing, as players are dropping out all over the place. And then if they're just powering through, that's going to be an issue. So it really depends on, as you mentioned, the percentage of players that will be testing positive prior to the start of the bubble, I think, is going to be a big factor in whether or not Adam Silver moves on or not. If this is just a glimpse what happened to the Nets of what will happen to the other teams, then that's not good. If this is an outlier or an aberration and we have that percentage of the total number of players around the 5% that we have talked about, I do think that they go forward with it. But there's really no way of knowing until each one of these players gets tested.
And don't forget, you also have other players that are voluntarily opting out that have sure. not tested positive because they don't want to test positive because of, you know, personal reasons, whether, you know, their wife or their significant other is pregnant, or there's a health risk with one of the, you know, with your wife or your significant other. There's all sorts of issues that pop up all over the place. And, you know, I'm a proponent of trying to pull these things off, but I also know that if one of these players comes down with a very, very significant case where they are dealing with what we have seen, the immune reaction, where they can't stop it, I just don't know how Adam Silver, or any commissioner for that matter, is going to go through with this. Now, the far majority of young people are dealing with this okay. They're coming through it and they're fine. But all it takes is one. All it takes is one player not to be able to come through this. And then, of course, as we heard yesterday from Damori Smith regarding the NFL players, you know, it's like, okay, what are the long-term problems or significant issues that these players may be confronted with physically or mentally when this whole thing is over with? Because we don't have an idea. And who's protecting the players? So it's another point of contention between the unions and the owners going forward. This is a weird spot. We're nobody expected, I think, the spike to come back as quickly as it did, especially in other places. But a lot of this can be attributed to Memorial Day weekend. A lot of it can be attributed to protests all across the country. So a lot of it can be contributed to people not listening to what governments are saying in terms of partying on the streets next to each other, going to bars, going to parties. And I know we all want freedom. We all want people to go back to work. I certainly do. But I also know that you have to be diligent when you are dealing with this and not let your guard down. And you know, that's what Spencer did, what he also said, too. You know, he said, look, man, I didn't let my guard down. I've been aware of this, and I've been protecting myself, and I'm paraphrasing here, and I still got it.
Well, so, it's because he started practicing with players that were positive. I mean, and that right there is this whole thing in a nutshell, isn't it? With the sports leagues and what the players are afraid of. It's like, hey, I'm at home. I know what I'm doing. I protect myself. You put me in a locker room. You put me out there with a bunch of other players, and all bets are off. So that is exactly what the players who have been reticent about starting up are worried about. Like, hey, I know how to protect myself at home. You put me in that environment with all these other guys coming from all areas of the country. I don't know what the hell's going to happen. So, and that still remains true. It does. But that's why the amount of testing that's going to be done with these guys and what the results are after that is going to be critical. That's the only way that we're going to know. And we saw the media stuff that I read it yesterday. If you're one of the members of the media, the stuff that you have to go through in order to be in the NBA compound, you know that the NBA players are going to be going through that and then tenfold. And we'll see what the results are at that point. But if it is rampant, if some of these teams that have gotten together early, I know that the Lakers have been criticized for practicing early. We know with the NFL and Tom Brady and being out there, if you're seeing a lot of this in different areas and the Nets are just the beginning of it, then yeah, then the NBA season restart is in real jeopardy. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan, CBS Sports Network, and radio.com. Just getting started on this Tuesday morning.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.